那么今天的经文，我们已经进入这个帖撒罗尼迦后书。
The scripture today, we have already begin Second Thessalonians.
那么经文就是帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第一节到第五节。
And the scripture is from Second Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 to 5.
有圣经的，请打开圣经，听我念。
Those who have Bible, please open your Bible to 2 Thessalonians and hear the scripture.
Thessalonica 后书第一章第一节，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在神、我们的父与主耶稣基督里的教会。愿恩惠平安从父神和主耶稣基督归于你们。弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神，这本是合宜的，因你们的信心格外增长，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足，甚至在我们神各教会里为你们夸口，都因你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中乃就存忍耐和信心，这正是神公义判断的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国，你们就是为这国受苦。
Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering.
为什么这个世界有苦难？
Why are there sufferings on this earth?
这是许多人所问的一个问题。
This is a question asked by a lot of people.
那么特别是那些经历苦难的人所问的问题。
Especially those who are suffering at the time.
那么他们说，既然神是一位全能的神，
They said if God is all-powerful God.
那么既然神是一位有慈爱的神，
If God is an all-loving God,
那么为什么神允许苦难的存在呢？
Then why would God allow suffering to exist?
那么圣经对苦难的存在没有很清楚的说明它的原因。
The Bible did not clearly state the reason for the existence of suffering.
但圣经却有说明罪，就是亚当跟夏娃所犯的罪所带来的那种后果。
The Bible did mention the result brought forth by Adam and Eve's sin.
那么这些后果经常就掺带这个人所面对的苦难。
And the consequence bring forth the suffering of people.
那么有时候神被看为苦难的源头。
Sometimes God was looked upon as the source of suffering.
然后比如说当这个法老王不让以色列人离开埃及的时候。
For example, when Pharaoh refused to let the Israelites leave,
那么他把那个灾难和苦难降到法老王的身上和他的家。
Then he bring forth the sufferings and the plagues upon the people.
那么神也借着以色列人把这个灾难降到他的子民的身上。
And God often used other people to bring forth suffering to his own people.
那么有时候苦难被看为是从魔鬼撒旦而来的。
Sometimes the source of suffering was looked upon, was brought forth by Satan.
那么叶伯那个例子就是一个很好的例子。
One good example is the example of Job.
那么神允许撒旦把这个苦难降到在叶伯的身上。
God allowed, Job to receive the suffering by Satan.
那么无论苦难是从神而来或者从魔鬼而来。
Whether suffering come from God or Satan.
但最终神是掌权者。
The ultimate power and control is in God.
他掌权一切发生的事情。
He has sovereignty over everything that happened.
所以当苦难临到我们的时候，
So when suffering comes upon us,
神必有他的旨意。
God has His own will.
那么帖撒罗尼迦的信徒，当他们信了耶稣之后，
the Christians in Thessalonica after they became Christians,
他们经历到极大的苦难。
They suffer greatly.
那么苦难临到他们的身上。
Suffering came upon them.
那么圣经告诉我们，因为他们信了耶稣。
And the Bible tells us it is because they have believed in Christ.
所以神将这个苦难临到他们的身上有他的旨意。
So God allowed the suffering to come upon them for a purpose.
原因就是要考验他们。
And the reason is to test them.
那么就如这刚才我们看那段经文第五节告诉我们。
Just like in verse 5 it says.
他说这正是神公义判断的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国。你们就是为这国受苦。
All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering.
那么确实的，帖撒罗尼迦的信徒是配得神的国。
Yes, the Christian in Thessalonica is worthy of God's kingdom.
然后并且他们为着神的国来受苦。
They were suffering for the kingdom's sake.
因此他们成为其他教会的榜样。
And therefore they became the examples of the rest of the churches.
但是处在这个苦难当中。
But being in the midst of suffering.
那么帖撒罗尼迦的信徒却有一个正确的态度。
They have the right attitude towards suffering.
而且这个态度是值得我们去学习的。
And this attitude is worth us following after them.
他们不只有这个态度，他们有这些美德。
They not only have the right attitude, they also have the right virtue.
所以当保罗写这封信的时候，他为这些信徒来感谢神。
So as Paul writes the Second Thessalonians, he praised them.
所以保罗常常感谢神，因为在这些信徒经历到这个苦难的时候，他们存有这个信心、爱心和耐心。
Paul was thankful for these believers is because while they are in the midst of suffering, they continue to have faith, to have love, and also persevere.
如果你记得在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第三节的经文的时候，
if you remember in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3,
Chapter 1, verse 3.
Paul mentioned there about faith, love, and hope.
那边第三节说，在神我们的父面前，不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
And there Paul said, remembering before your Lord and Father your work of faith and labor of love.And steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当保罗写第二封书信的时候，他重提这三个美德。
And so as Paul writes his second letter, he reminded them again about these three virtues.
那么特别是在当这个信徒面对苦难的时候。
It's especially when the Christians are facing suffering.
那么从这封书信里面，我们看到帖撒罗尼迦信徒的信心。爱心和耐心。
And from this letter, we can see the love, the faith, and the perseverance of the Christians.
并且他们在格外的成长。
And that they were growing.
这是一件很好的事情。
This is a good thing.
所以保罗为他们向神祷感谢。
And so Paul thanked God for them.
那么第三、第四节说，弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神。这本是特意的，因你们的信心格外增长，因你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足，甚至我们神的各教会为你们夸口，都因你们所受的一切逼迫患难中乃就存忍耐和信心。
And so in verse 3 and 4 it says, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more.And the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring.
那么首先，保罗为他们的信心来感谢神。
First of all, Paul thanked God for their faith.
那么帖撒罗尼迦信徒不单对神有这个信心，
Not only do they have faith in God，
而且他们信心正在成长，
But their faith is growing，
并且圣经说在格外的成长。
And the Bible said they are growing more and more。
那么信心对于一个基督徒是非常重要的事情。
Faith is important to a Christian。
圣经告诉我们，如果没有信心的话，就不能够讨神的喜悦。
The Bible tells us without faith we cannot please God。
这是希伯来书第十一章第六节告诉我们的。
This is what was mentioned in Hebrews 11 verse 6。
那么这节经文当他讲到下半节的时候
，And as this scripture continues。
他说因为到神面前来的人必须信有神且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
He said anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
那么无论在旧约圣经或者新约圣经，信心是经常强调的事情。
No matter if it is the Old Testament or the New Testament, faith is mentioned often.
那么当神呼召亚伯拉罕到他要到的地方的时候，
When God called Abraham to the place he wanted him to go,
那么神就对亚伯拉罕说，
God told Abraham,
你要离开本地本族，你的父家，到我要吩咐你要到的地方去。
He said, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.
我必叫你的国成为大国。
I will make you into a great nation.
我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
And I will bless you.I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
那些祝福你的人，我必祝福他。
I will bless those who bless you.
那些咒诅你的人，我必咒诅他。
And whoever curses you, I will curse.
地上的万里都要因你得福。
And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
所以在这个希伯来书十一章的时候，讲到亚伯拉罕的时候。
And so as Abraham was mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11.
那么圣经告诉我们，他说亚伯拉罕因着信。
The Bible tells us by faith Abraham.
那么蒙召的时候，他就遵命出去。
When called to go to a place he would later receive.
那么往将来要得为业的地方去。
To a place where he would later receive as his inheritance.
那么圣经讲出去的时候，他不知道要到哪里去。
The Bible said as he leaves, he doesn't even know where he's going yet.
那么这就是对神的信心。
This is faith towards God.
那么信心就是遵守神的命令。
Faith is following after God's will.
那么虽然不知道将来所要发生的事情。
Even though you don't know what's going to happen in the future.
那么信心就是遵守神的命令，虽然不知道要到的地方在哪里。
Faith is following God's will.To go to a place you don't even know where it is.
这个不是迷信。
This is not this is not superstition.
因为亚伯拉罕知道神是信实的。
Because Abraham knows God is faithful.
因为亚伯拉罕知道神是可靠的神。
Because Abraham knows God is trustworthy.
亚伯拉罕的信心不是没有根据的。
His faith is not without base.
他认识这位神，而且他曾经经历这位神的带领。
He knows this God, and he also has experienced the guidance of this God.
同样的，你和我对神的信心是有根据的。
Likewise, our faith towards God also has base.
不是迷信。
It is not superstition.
那么在2000年前的时候，当主耶稣道成肉身来到这个地上。
2000 years ago, as Jesus became flesh and was born on this earth.
他来到人间来彰显神的荣耀和神的特性。
He came to show us God's glory and also His attributes.
那么当时有很多人跟从他。
A lot of people followed him at that time.
有很多人也不相信他。
And a lot of other people don't believe in him.
也有一些人半信半疑。
And some are haphazardly following him.
只有一小群人相信这位耶稣。
Only a small group of people believed in him.
那么跟随着他的人，很多人都想看到耶稣所行的神迹。
A lot of people who follow him want to see the miracles he performed.
但主耶稣却告诉他们。
But Jesus tells them.
他说没有看见神迹的人，相信他，这是有福的人。
He said people who have not seen the miracle but yet believe in him, those are blessed.
我曾经遇过不少的朋友。
I have met a lot of friends.
啊，特别是来自一些无神论的社会。
Especially those who came from an atheist country.
啊，并且受到科学深深的影响。
And was deeply influenced by science.
啊，他们都要求证据。
They often request proofs.
啊，每一件事情的存在或者每一件东西的存在，必须要经过证明才是真的。
Everything has to be proven before they accept it.
啊，包括存在内。
Including God.
啊，也要证明，如果神的存在，一定要经过证明。
And if you want to show me about God, you have to prove that He exists.
但是神是灵。
But God is a spirit.
啊，灵是看不见的。
You cannot see a spirit.
啊，看不见的东西不一定是假的嘛。
If you can't see something, doesn't mean it is fake.
啊，比如说空气是存在的。
For example, air exists.
啊，我们都不能够看到。
We can't see air.
但是我们知道空气存在。
But we know air exists.
所以在希伯来书十一章第一节告诉我们。
So in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 it tells us.
他的信就是所望之事的设立，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
所以刚才我讲过十一章第六节下半节那边告诉我们。
Just now I mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 it tells us.
他说因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。
Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists.
那么圣经所说的信，就好像一个人相信那不能看见的一个对象。
The faith that is mentioned in the Bible is like someone who believes in the object that you can't see.
而且那个对象是真的。
And that object is true. It's real.
而且那个对象是可靠的。
And that object is trustworthy.
我在这个公司办公的时候。
When I was working in the engineering firm.
啊，有时候必须要出差。
Sometimes I have to go out of town.
啊，有时候要到一个比较远的地方。
Sometimes I have to travel far.
那么远的地方就必须要乘飞机去。
So, to go to a faraway place, I have to take a plane.
啊，有时候我记得乘飞机的时候，有时候遇到下大雨。
Sometimes on the plane, you met up with this weather.
所以当飞机要降落的时候，从窗口看下去。
So as you look out from the window of the plane.
但是都不能够看到地上。
You can't see the ground.
也不晓得机场在哪里。
And you can't see the airport.
但是那位飞机是知道机场在哪里。
But the pilot knows where the airport is.
因为他们飞机上跟机场有很好的仪器来引导飞机安全的降落。
Because the plane and also the airport has good instruments to lead the plane.
那么飞机师的信心是投靠在这些仪器上。
And the faith of the pilot depends on the instrument.
那么虽然他看不到机场。
Even though he can't see the airport.
但是他很有信心的把飞机安全的降落在跑道上。
But he, through faith, he can actually guide the plane and descend onto the airport.
那么同样的，我们对神的信心也是如此。
Likewise, our faith towards God is the same.
虽然我们看不到神。
Even though we can't see God.
虽然我们看不到将来要发生的事情。
Even though we can't see the future.
但是我们相信神。
But we have faith in him.
我们相信他是一位信实的神。
We know that he is a trustworthy God.
我们也相信他是一位可靠的神。
We know that he is a faithful God.
所以这个信，圣经告诉我们是一个活的信。
So this faith is a living faith.
是一个动力，而且会成长的一个信。
There is motivation and it is a faith that will grow.
所以当这些帖撒罗尼迦的信徒，当他们信了耶稣之后，他们的信心没有停留在那边。
So as the Christians in Thessalonica believed in Christ, their faith did not just stop right there.
所以他们的信心继续的成长。
Their faith continued to grow.
而且圣经告诉我们，他的人的信心格外的成长。
And the Bible tells us they grow more and more.
每一个基督徒的信心都不一样。
Christian faith is different for everybody.
有些人的信心停留在那边。
Someone's faith may just stop in one place.
有些人信了耶稣几十年，但是他的信心就是停留在那个地方。
Some people may have believed in Christ for several decades, but their faith continues to stay in one place.
但是有一些人的信心，他们的信心格外的成长。
But for some others, their faith grow more and more.
我今天对神的信心跟二十年前对神的信心不一样。
My faith towards God compared to 20 years ago is different.
感谢神，我的信心在过去二十年当中有成长。
Thank God, in the past 20 years, my faith has grown.
我信心就好像一棵果树一样。
Faith is just like a fruit tree.
我经过浇水，经过施肥，然后它渐渐的成长起来。
With water and fertilization, it grows gradually.
我记得在去年四月的时候。
I remember last year in April.
关先生送我两棵果树。
Mr. Guan gave me two fruit trees.
他说这两棵果树树苗啊是桃来的。
And he said these are from the peaches. These are two fruit peach fruit trees.
我就将这两棵果树树苗种在我的后院。
So I went home and I planted these.
但是种不起来。
But I couldn't make them grow.
如果你们记得2005年我刚到 Albuquerque 的时候。
You remember in 2005 as I arrived in Albuquerque.
一直到2006年五月的时候下了很少很少的雨水。
From 2005 to April of 2006, there were little rainfall.
天气非常非常的干燥。
And the weather is very arid.
所以那两棵果树没有办法长出来。
So these two fruit trees cannot grow.
无论我在早上、晚上浇水，它们都不能够长出来。
No matter how many times I water it in the morning, in the evening, it won't grow.
那么今年关先生又送了我两棵果树。
Well, this year, Mr. Guan gave me two more fruit trees.
我们记得去年七月下了很多雨，而且在年底的时候下了很多雪。
We remember in July of last year there were a lot of rainfall and then in the winter we have a lot of snow.
所以整个大地都受到这些雨水的滋润。
So the whole earth received moisture.
所以这两棵果树已经长出来了。
So this fruit tree is growing.
而且它成长。
They are growing.
所以当我看到这两棵果树，每一天我就去看去浇水。
And so every day I go and look at them and I water them.
我看到他们的成长，我心里面感到很有成就感。
As I see them grow, I feel successful.
那么，我们的信心，圣经告诉我们必须要成长。
Our faith, likewise, is just like from what the Bible tells us, must grow.
你跟我的信心是否在过去有成长？
Did your faith and my faith grow in the past?
如果你的信心没有成长的话，你要检讨。
If your faith has not grown, then you must examine yourself.
那么第二。
Secondly.
保罗为帖撒罗尼迦的信徒彼此相爱的心来感谢神。
God thank, Paul thanked God for the second thing, and it is their love.
哦，保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书，他曾经提到这个爱心的事情。
And in 1 Thessalonians, Paul had mentioned love.
他在那里，他劝勉那个信徒要彼此相爱。
He encouraged the Christians there to love one another.
并且爱众人的心要增长，要充足。
And that the love for others should be full.
所以，当保罗在结束这个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的时候
，So in the conclusion of First Thessalonians,
他劝勉所有的信徒要彼此相待。
He encouraged all the Christians to love one another.
不可以恶报恶。
Do not pay back wrong for wrong.
所以从今天的经文，就是《帖撒罗尼迦后书》这段经文。
And so in the scripture today from 2 Thessalonians.
我们看到帖撒罗尼迦信徒他们彼此相爱的心正在成长，而且很充足。
We can see that the love of the Christians there is growing more and more.
那么因此，保罗为神向神为他们感谢神。
And so Paul thanked God for them.
信心要成长。
Faith needs to grow.
爱心也要增加。
Love needs to increase.
什么？这是基督徒应有的品质。
And this is the characteristic of Christians.
什么？圣经经常提醒我们，劝勉我们要彼此相爱。
The Bible often tells us and also encourages us to love one another.
而且彼此要爱得充足。
And that we should love and let the love increase.
所以信心是对神。
So faith is towards God.
然后爱心是对人。
Love is towards man.
所以当我们有坚固信心的时候，我们的爱心就能够流露出来。
So as we stand firm in the faith, then the love will outflow.
在约翰一书第四章第七节到第八节告诉我们。
In 1 John chapter 4 verses 7 and 8, it tells us.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄们啊。”我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神而来的。
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God.
他说，凡有爱心的都是由神生的，并且认识神。
Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
所以基督徒的爱是从神而来的。
So Christian love comes from God.
因为他认识神，所以这个爱存在他的心里面。
Because he knows God, and so this love is in him.
这段经文里面，这些经文里面也告诉我们，没有人看过神。
And in this verse, it tells us that nobody has seen God.
但是基督的爱在基督徒的身上，能够使到外人经历到神的爱。
But the Christian love can let others see God through them.
那么信心跟这个爱心是有密切关系的。
There's a close relationship between faith and love.
那么借助爱心，圣经告诉我们，信心能够成长。
Through love, the Bible tells us faith can then grow.
那么如果你看加拉太书第五章第六节的时候，你就明白。
If you look at Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, then you understand.
他说原来在基督耶稣里受隔离，不受隔离，全无功效。唯独使人生怕仁爱的信心才有功效。
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
Faith expressing itself through love. 有些英文把它翻译成叫做 faith working through love. 所以如果信心要成长的话，
So if faith is to grow,
爱心必须要充足。
Love must be increasing.
如果只有信没有爱的话，
If there's only faith and no love,
雅各书说，信心没有行为是死的。
In James it tells us that faith without action is dead.
所以在雅各书第二章的时候，雅各就利用个例子来表明这个信心应当有行为的事情。
And so in James chapter 2, he used an example to show us, to tell us that faith must have action to follow.
他告诉我们，他说弟兄们，如果你们自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？
He said, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds, what's the use?
这个信心能够救他吗？
Can this faith save him?
他就用了一个例子来形容这个事情。
Then he followed with an example.
他说如果你们当中有弟兄姐妹赤身露体或者有需要的时候，
He said, suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food.
然后你们中间有人对他说，
And then one of you tells him.
他说平平安安的去吧。
He said, go, I wish you well.
愿你吃得饱穿得暖。
Keep warm and well fed.
却比穿不给他身体的需要。
But then does nothing about his physical needs.
这有什么益处呢？
What good is it?
雅各说，只有信心不够。
James said it's not enough to just have faith.
必须有行为，必须有爱心。
Must have action and love.
所以当弟兄姐妹有需要的时候，
So when brothers and sisters have need,
信徒必须以爱心来去帮助他们。
Believers should help them with love.
所以爱心当行出来的时候，能够增加我们对神的信心。
So with love, as we as we act out, then it will increase our faith towards God.
能够增加我们对神的认识。
And it will increase our knowledge of God.
所以我们看到信心跟这个爱心是有很密切的关系的。
So you can see there is a close relationship between faith and love.
我们最近当 Amy 生产一个小婴孩的时候。
Recently, as Amy gave birth to her son,
我们看到弟兄姐妹所付出那种爱心。
We can see the love poured forth by brothers and sisters.
啊，自从他这个婴孩诞生下来的时候。
Since the baby was born,
弟兄姐妹把这个食物送到他们的家里。
Brothers and sisters have bring food to their house.
这个是爱心的表现。
And this is an example of love.
那么圣经告诉我们，啊，有爱心的都是由神而生。并且认识神，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
And the Bible tells us that those who love God, those who have love know God. Whoever does not love does not know God.
所以帖撒罗尼迦这个教会是一个模范这个教会的形象。
So the church in Thessalonica is a model church.
我们第一是因为他们的信心在增加。
First of all, it's because their faith is growing.
第二，因为他们的爱心格外的增加。
And secondly, because of their love is increasing.
而且很充足。
And it's well abundant.
那么第三，他们在逼迫当中的时候，他们存着一种忍耐的心。
During suffering, they have perseverance.
虽然这些信徒他们经历到这些苦难的时候，但是他们没有放弃他们的信仰。
Even though they are in the midst of suffering, they did not give up their faith.
因为他们神赐给他们这个永恒的盼望。
Because God has given them this hope of eternal.
啊，记得刚才我在提到这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第三节的时候。
As I mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
我提到三件事情。
I mentioned three things.
一件就是信心、爱心跟盼望。
It is faith.Love and hope.
然后在今天的经文的时候，我们看到保罗提到信心、爱心和耐心。
And then today in the scripture, Paul mentioned faith, love, and perseverance.
如果我们用这两段经文来对比的话
，And if we look at these two scriptures closely,
不同的地方就是这个盼望跟这个耐心忍耐的事情。
The only difference is hope.Versus perseverance.
那么盼望跟这个忍耐有什么关系？
What is the relationship between hope and perseverance?
当这个帖撒罗尼迦的信徒经历到苦难的时候，
As the Christians in Thessalonica experience suffering,
直到他们体会到神给他们的盼望，
They can understand the hope that God has given them.
所以当一个基督徒经历到这个苦难的时候，
So as a Christian go through suffering,
那么接受这个忍耐，他经历到神所赐的盼望。
Through perseverance, he can experience the hope God has given.
往往神会借助苦难和这个逼迫来除去我们对这个世界暂时的盼望。
And often God will use suffering or persecution to help us get rid of the hope that we have on this earth.
然后。把我们的盼望建立在他的身上。
And instead to build our hope on him.
这是如果我们看这个罗马书的时候，我们就明白。
If you look at the book of Romans, then you understand.
罗马书五章第三节第四节这么说。
And in Romans chapter 5 verse 3 and 4, it tells us.
他说不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练。老练生盼望。
Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope.
所以患难能够使到一个基督徒经历到神所赐给我们的盼望。
So suffering can cause us to experience the hope that God has given us.
如果你们认识这位Johnny Erickson 的话，你就明白。
If you know of Johnny Erickson, you will understand.
有多少个人认识 Johnny Erickson?
How many of you guys know her?
Johnny Erickson 就是还有他有人称他为说是轮椅上的画家。
Some people call her the artist on the wheelchair.
那么 Johnny Erickson 一个很年轻、很漂亮的女孩子，在17岁的时候，当她去游泳的时候，她伤到她的背。
Johnny Erickson, as she was a young girl at the age of 17, in a diving accident, she had spinal cord injury.
那么从今以后，她必须坐在轮椅上。
And from that point on, she was paralyzed and had to stay in a wheelchair.
这是已经很多年前的事情。
And this was many years ago.
Johnny Erickson, 我想已经50多岁了。
I think she's about 50 something.
她在每一天在电台的广播都有出现。
He appeared over the sound wave every day.
如果你听她的谈话的话,
if you listen to her talk,
Johnny Erickson 是一个充满喜乐的人。
Johnny Erickson is a joyful person.
而且他所讲的话对人带来很大的盼望。
And she often brings hope to people who listen to her.
特别是那些经历苦难的人。
Especially those who are suffering.
我没有经历什么大苦难。
I have not gone through any kind of big suffering.
但是当我听到他讲话的时候,
but as I hear her talk,
我心里面受到很大的鼓励。
I was greatly encouraged.
一个已经受到这么多苦难的一个女人。
A person who had suffered this much.
但是神把她在世上那种暂时的盼望把她除去。
God has taken away her temporary hope on the thing of this world.
然后神把这个永恒的盼望赐给她。
And God gave her this eternal hope.
所以她讲话的时候，我们会感觉到这个人 心里面充满神的喜乐和平安。
So as she speaks, you can hear the joy outflowing from her.
而且她心里面充满那个神的盼望。
And she is so full of hope from God.
这是神所赐的盼望。
This is hope given by God.
铁萨罗尼迦是信徒有这个盼望。
The believers in Thessalonica has this hope.
因为他们经历这个苦难的时候，他们得到神所赐给他们这个永恒的盼望。
Because as they go through the suffering, they have this hope given by God. This is a church that we that is a good example for us. Their faith is growing. Their love has they have a great deal of love towards one another.
而且这些信徒，当他们遇到苦难的时候，当他们经历到生活的困难的时候，他们存着这个忍耐的心。
And as they face suffering and difficulties every day, they have perseverance.
让我们学习他们。
Let us learn from them.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
让我们能够学习铁萨罗尼迦的信徒。
Help us to learn from the example of the Thessalonian Church.
让我们在我们信心上每天的成长。
Help us to grow every day on our faith.
让我们彼此相爱的心都很充足。
Help us to increase on our love for one another.
当我们遇到苦难的时候。
And as we face suffering,
我们有忍耐的心。
Give us perseverance.
因为我们有永恒的盼望。
Because we have eternal hope.
我们将每位弟兄姐妹交在你手中。
We lift up each brother and sister in your hand.
求主带领。
Please guide us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.